Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to Preps Rewind here, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Good show today. We've got five, count them, five interviews for you today. Walker Martin, Eaton Reds Jr. Yeah, he's got another year, but he is, all he is a 3A Player of the Year. Talk to Walker in the first segment. Carson Fagan, first team All-Stater from Severance, headed to UMary. We'll talk to him here in segment two. Nikki McGaffin, Gatorade Softball Player of the Year in the state of Colorado. We'll talk to Nikki here in segment two as well. Brooke Naughton, the 5A Track and Field Athlete of the Year, the Female Athlete of the Year. Brooke Naughton from Fort Collins in segment three. And then Todd Hernandez to close out the show, the Eaton Reds baseball coach, back-to-back state championships for Todd. Thank you to Gould Parts, downtown Eaton, 454-3355. That's the number you circle, stick up on the fridge, anything you need. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, going to get you there. Look for the big Napa sign on the front of the store. Any quality Napa part, anything else you need in parts, big machine parts, truck parts, car parts. Alan Gould, his great staff in Eaton, is going to hit it for you and tell them thank you for all of their support of Preps Radio here on KFKA. All right, Walker Martin, Eaton Reds, Player of the Year in 3A, 55 RBIs, 9 home runs, both state leads at the end of the season in those categories. Had a great season. Here's Walker Martin. Walk, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay, Alabama right now, right?
Yep, yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
So club team, is that what we're doing out there? We're playing more baseball?
Yep, we're playing more ball with the club team now. So it's transferring from high school right into travel ball. So yeah. it's constant. So,
dude, you don't stop, right?
Right, nonstop.
And Walker, that's what it takes, right? I mean, you're going on to SEC baseball. If anybody saw over the weekend how close the Hogs were to getting to the finals,
right.
Dropped it to Mississippi. I think at the final it was 2-0 in that one. They just got out pitched a little bit, but I'm sitting out there watching the game against Mississippi, just thinking, man, there's Walker Martin. He's going to be out there with these guys. That's pretty cool stuff. I'm sure you got to take a look at it.
Right, yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff for sure. I mean, anytime you get to go to Omaha and see that, and it's pretty special. Just to be able to go to the school and have that chance to do it over again is just really cool to me, and can't wait for the future. It's really exciting.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's not like they are not ever in the picture. They're always in the picture, but
right.
Look at them right there knocking on the door. You know, you're 2 years away from jumping up and being part of that big gang in Fayetteville, so a pretty cool
right.
stuff, no doubt about it. Talk to me,
right.
Walker, about your year, man. It was an unbelievable season for you guys. Again, you know, back-to-back championships. You can go for another one. It's hard for me to believe you got another year. Do you ever go, wow, do you ever wish... And this isn't just an odd question. Do you ever wish, I wish this was my senior year. I wish I was jumping out to Arkansas. Now I've done what I can do. We've won titles. I'm player of the year. Or are you kind of looking forward to this last senior year?
No, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I've always wanted to do more than I did in the past years. I mean, going into it, I'm looking to do the same result, win another state championship. I know it's going to be tough, but I mean, I know we're going to have some guys back, and I know our guys are going to be tough again. So I'm really excited about that going into the senior year. I mean, just setting more goals. I mean, doing something that Eaton hasn't done in a while. Just,
sure.
just winning back to back in football, and then potentially back to back in baseball as well. So that's just something I have set goal for. I mean, I just want to carry that on and just finish off that way. So.
Yeah,
not done yet, so I'm just really excited to get going with the senior year, for sure.
Yeah, we're talking about three-peats in both sports, dude, so
right.
Six rings would be not a bad thing at all. So,
right, that'd be cool.
I bet you could do anything in the world. If they gave you a square ball and said you got to knock it through these two posts or something, you could go do it. You're that kind of athlete. So baseball, basketball, football, have you ever been in anything else other than those three sports?
I did a little soccer when I was younger.
Did
but
you?
I gave that up pretty quick after had a little fight with the kid when I was younger. So, I mean, he got over that. So, I mean, so after that, I was like, they put me in football right away. So, I'm glad they did that. But I did play soccer, and then that's really about it. But just mainly four sports when I was growing up, but back down to three. So
you bet. We all know you're headed to Arkansas to play baseball. You're a baseball guy, but you're also the starting quarterback on the football team. At what point this summer are you going to branch from baseball and say, I need to start doing some stuff for football season coming up? Are there 7-on-7 camps? And are you getting pulled both ways? I mean, from baseball and football? I mean, how does that work for you in the summer?
Really, during this time, I'm really focused on baseball, helping out with my club team, really focused there. And I know Coach Lemon, he understands it. He supports me through it. And I couldn't ask for a better coach for that. So he's really supportive about that. But when it's time, like when I'm home around, and I got some free time and we have practice or something, I'll go out and just make sure, keep my arm good and just getting routes done with receivers and just refreshing the memory before you head into the season. So yeah, really, in the summers, it's really full-time baseball. But if I have some spare time, I usually head over to football if I can. So,
all right, Colorado State 3A Player of the Year in baseball. Do you get hardware for that?
What's that?
Do you get hardware for the Player of the Year award?
I don't know. Honestly, yeah. I'm not sure about that. But
you don't care. You can stick it in your closet with the rest of the stuff. So yeah, it's all good stuff. Walker, man, you've been so accessible for us this year. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but we get to watch you again next year. So we're blessed for that. Thank you for thank you for being so good with us this year, and great success this summer. And we'll see you on the field again next year. And congrats, man. 3A State Player of the Year. That's one you can put on the trophy case.
Right. Appreciate it. It means a lot. Thank you guys for having me on. And it's really special to me. Thank you.
That is Walker Martin, the 3A Baseball Player of the Year. He's got another year before he goes to Arkansas. All he's going to do is be the head, the starting quarterback on a football team. He may be the head coach one day, too, but he'll be starting quarterback on the football team. Got a whole another baseball season. He could win two more championships. Could easily do it with both of those teams. We'll find out what that looks like. Carson Fagan, Severin Senior coming up next. Back in a moment, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program, Preps Rewind, on a Saturday here in Northern Colorado. Thank you to the Tatanka Grill. Want to win a free $100 gas card? That's right. Go down to the Kramer's Wedge Store or the Ufillets in Greeley and Eaton. $15 or more gas or merchandise. Go inside and pay, and you're in the loop. Every time you do that, you get a registration for a $100 free weekly gas card from my good friends at Kramer's Wedge Store, the Tatanka Grill. Great made from scratch food, too, so get on out there. All right, Carson Fagan, Severin Senior, 4A First Team All-State. What a career he had at Severin. Headed to UMary. Here's the interview with Carson Fagan. Carson, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Clark. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Okay, on a tractor this morning, you're out on farmland and stuff. How much easier is it to play baseball than to go out and farm?
About 10 times easier, yeah.
And 10 times, at least 10 times more fun, too. So that's cool, man. Congratulations on First Team All-State. Just wrapping up a terrific career at Severance. And so many great things for you in your career. But first of all, man, congrats on a great year and being recognized as one of the best players in the state.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's definitely cool to see my name on a list with so many talented guys throughout the state. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Boy, no doubt about it. Headed to you, Mary. We'll talk about that in a second. But talk to me about, man, you're a double threat. So I'm sitting here thinking as a college coach, God, what am I going to do with this guy? He can pitch. He can play shortstop. He can hit. What are you going to find out when you go to you, Mary? Are you going to pitch at all, or are you going to be a middle infielder?
Yeah, they gave me the option to two-way. So I might two-way, but my plan as of now is I'm just going to go up there and play middle infield and hit, because I would rather just hit, because I think it's a lot more fun than pitching.
Sure.
So
I'll
keep the two-way option in my back pocket for sure, but right now, I'm just looking to play middle infield. So,
yeah, maybe they put that in their back pocket, too, and they know that, hey, we've got this guy who's a shortstop, a second baseman. He can rack. I mean, he can absolutely to rack the baseball. And if they need you on the hill, they can get you there. So that's cool stuff.
For sure.
Carson, when you look back on your – and Severance has been cool because you were you were one of the guys that laid the fabric there, laid the foundation, the first-time seniors in the program. Everything at Severance is so new, had to be cool to you to be able to set the stage there.
Yeah, it was definitely something special. And it was a blessing to be able to lay out what we established, the Severance baseball culture, and really, like, all the athletics cultures, to be what we wanted them to be for however many years it comes. And even the, like, school environment, just having a positive mindset throughout the hallways, getting your learning done, and just really being able to do what we wanted with the schools and just have the rest of the kids that come through there follow in our footsteps, it's definitely something special.
Boy, no doubt about it. Talking with Carson Fagan, graduated senior from Severance, headed to University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. How many have you made trips? How many trips have you made to UMary?
We've made two. We went up there for my visit, and then we went up there for, like, our freshman orientation where we were, like, registering for classes and just, like, kind of meeting all the other kids in our classes. It was a pretty good deal. So
yeah, a group of guys. I mean, the coach came down and just used a net and scooped up a bunch of Northern Colorado studs. Logan Mosier, Bryce Leafgren went up there last year. So did Zach Cook. Caden Moriarty is going to join you, the stud from Brush. So that's very cool stuff there. You keep in any of those guys big buds of yours? You keep in touch with them, or what is it going to look like for you going forward?
Actually, yeah, Zach, Logan, and Bryce, those are three of my, like, best buddies.
Really?
We text every day, you know. Zach and Bryce are actually back in town, so we've been hanging out watching the Avs games a lot, and Logan's actually up in Canada playing in the summer league up there, so yeah.
I was talking to Logan's dad the other day. Yeah, he's killing it in Canada right now, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing good up there. And then Caden Moriarty, too, he's a good buddy of mine. We play summer ball together. And then Hunter Burchett, too, from Windsor.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna be my roommate up there. We were best buddies throughout elementary school, so it'll be a good deal.
Yeah, what a huge advantage. I mean, you're so far ahead. What a huge advantage knowing all those guys.
Right.
It's kind of Colorado they're just kind of running into Bismarck to take over. So good stuff there, no doubt about it. Talk to me about the rest of the summer for you. What does it look like? You're on a tractor right now, so that doesn't mean club baseball to me. Are you taking time off from baseball before you run out to UMary?
Well, right now, one of my buddies, actually, he played for Severance 2 baseball, Caden Panis. We're back in Nebraska farming with my dad and his uncle and cousin. So, yeah, we had the week off baseball. So we're like, yeah, we might as well come back and help out and make a little money. But, yeah, we are playing summer ball just with our 970 team, with our assistant coaches from Severance and then just guys from around the area, different high schools. So, yeah.
Fantastic, man. Hey, Carson, congratulations on a fantastic season, a wonderful career at Severance, dude. And do you mind if we keep your number? And cause we got all these guys up here. We could have a whole show of UMary guys. So we got everybody's number. We want to keep in contact with you at the next level. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely stay in touch, for sure.
Right on. Carson, congratulations on first-team All-State, dude. So deserved. A great season. Just check out the numbers, folks. 416 at the plate, 4 home runs, 22 RBIs, but check it out. 9-3 on the hill, also 2.43, 83 Ks in 66 innings. If I said Shohei Ohtani to you, are you good with that?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, double threat, man. You can do it all. Carson, thank you so much for jumping on with us, and we'll talk to you coming up soon, okay?
Yeah, appreciate it, Clark.
And there's Carson Fagan, the Severance outgoing senior. What a career for him at Severance. This is a dude that plays golf as well, not just basketball and baseball, but going to UMary with that host of Northern Colorado elite athletes that have gone to UMary. So thanks for Carson for jumping on. Nikki McGaffin, we caught up with her as well. She's the Gatorade Softball Player of the Year. Caught up with Nikki. Here's that interview. Nikki, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. How do you do this? How do you take all of these awards? I mean, people are shooting everything at you, and boy, don't you deserve it. How do you keep your head on a swivel when all this stuff is coming down? I know the first thing you're going to do is thank your teammates.
Yeah, it's definitely been a long process through the last 4 years, but I'm very grateful and blessed to have all the awards coming my way. But just staying focused on college and the next steps in my softball journey.
Boy, love it. Went to your Twitter page, man. Love the Arkansas stuff. Got the Arkansas jersey wearing the number 12 on there. Got the ooh, you know, the woo pig on there. You're standing in front of the banner right there. Tell me, going to Arkansas, one, this is, I think I saw from X-Ratings softball, the number one recruiting class in the nation this year. And you're heading into Arkansas, man. That's pretty cool. You're heading to a program that is absolutely outstanding.
Yes, I'm really excited. There's 9 recruits, and all 9 of us are, I would say, at the top of the 18U level, and we deserve that award, and I'm excited to see what we can do next year at Arkansas.
Boy, no doubt about it. What was the choice for you to go to Arkansas? You don't know Walker Martin from Eaton by any chance, do you?
Yes, I do.
You do, yeah. Walk's going there, too. He's got another year to go, but he's going to go down to Arkansas and be a great shortstop there. So Arkansas's picking out some great Northern Colorado athletes. How was that, what the decision that you made? How did Arkansas end up on the top of that heap?
It was always my dream to play in the SEC, and they were obviously, if you've watched softball, you can tell that their program is very much in the ups right now. And I just, when I went on my visit, Coach Stifel and the city and the culture around sports at Arkansas is unmatched, and it was just an automatic yes for me. I couldn't ever have dreamed of anything better.
How many trips to Fayetteville for you so far?
About 4 or 5.
Wow.
I'm in the car right now driving to the airport to go to Arkansas right now.
Is that right? Sweet. All right. So you're figuring out what's going to happen, what the campus looks like, the great places to eat, all that good stuff coming up for you. What are you studying? What's the what's your studying background?
I'm going to study sports management.
Fantastic. Boy, that is very, very cool stuff. When you look back, Nikki, on Coach Dave Phillip and the Fossil Ridge program, I always come up with the word family. I mean, even from the kids that were there 4, 5, 6 years ago, everybody seems to stay in contact. This program, which has been so dominant in softball here in the state of Colorado, it is about family, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely is, and the second you get onto the field for the first day of tryouts, it's very known that we're there to win the state championship, and we're not just there to play around. And I mean, we have fun, but it's definitely a family, and we're there to win.
Fantastic stuff for you. You know what? Great student and a great give backer. I heard about the She Rescue Home that you volunteered in, a safe haven for 5 to 16-year-old girls, too. That's good stuff. It's not all about wins and losses, Nikki. It's about just gaining great perspective of life, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely. There is lots of things that go into being a student athlete and lots of things you have to do to give back to the community, and I'm really blessed to be able to be a part of some great organization.
All right, here's the bonus question for you. Do you know how many wins you had at Fossil in your career?
Oh, no.
You don't know that. Okay, 74 of them. 74-9. 74 out of 83 decisions were wins for you. I told Dave Phillip, I said, Coach, that's the thing that makes you look good, when Nikki would go in the circle and you guys would get the W's. But 811 career strikeouts, that's unbelievable. I mean, it's an unbelievable run for you in high school. But now, you know, you get to remember all of that and take that with you. But now the next level as you go to the SEC, right?
Yes, I'm excited, and hopefully I can bring my dominance from Colorado into the SEC and continue to do what I do.
Absolutely. This summer, playing a Triple Crown before you head out to Arkansas, is that what I heard?
Yes, I have 2 more months at Triple Crown on Triple Crown 18 Gold, and then I head out in early August.
Just trying to stay sharp for getting out and playing out in Arkansas as well there. Anybody you have met, have friends on the team so far? I mean, that's a lot of visits, 4 or 5 visits. Gotten to meet some girls that are going to be on the team this year. What does that look like?
Yeah, I've met almost the whole team, and I know all the recruits really well. But, I mean, Lenny Milken is from Broomfield, Colorado. So
great.
Me and her are friends, and I'm excited just to get there and get closer with everyone.
All right, that is your Gatorade Softball Player of the Year. Just check out the numbers. I mean, we gave you the career number, 74-9. That's all really cool. But look at the senior year, 23-3, 1.07 ERA, 280 Ks in 170 innings, a two-time 5A Player of the Year, a three-time first-team All-State. Nikki, you can hit, too. 466, four home runs, 30 RBIs. Will you get to hit for Arkansas, or do they just put you in the circle and put you on the bench hitting? I mean, do you get to swing the bat?
They said that I have an opportunity to swing the bat if I'm willing. I mean, I just have to be the best nine in the program. If
sure.
I can make that, then I'll hit. But if not, then we don't know.
Well, congratulations. And just we look back and say thank you for all of the passion that you put into softball at Fossil Ridge and making that that family program just unbelievable. But remember what you did in high school. Remember that. But good luck going forward, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
And that's Nikki McGaffin, the Gatorade Softball Player of the Year here in the state of Colorado, number one softball player in the state. That's a pretty cool thing. No doubt about it. She's headed to Arkansas, just like our first guest today, Walker Martin. All right, we'll come back in a moment. And 5A Track and Field Athlete of the Year, Brooke Naughton, jumps in, the Fort Collins stud. Talk to the outgoing senior when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. To Preps Rewind, a Saturday here in Northern Colorado, another warm Saturday. Get out there, get some exercise, go to the Stampede, all kinds of good things happening in our area tonight. Brooke Naughton, the 5A Track and Field Athlete of the Year, boys. Three state championships for her this year, man. She just killed it. Here's the interview with Brooke. Brooke, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for jumping on with us. Man, you are a stud. Holy cow. How do you win all these things? Repeated in the high jump. What order? High jump, long jump, triple jump champion. Three different state titles for you. Which was the first one out of the blocks that you had to take care of?
Long jump.
All right. Give us the long jump. When you came in long jump, where were you ranked? Were you number one coming in, or did you upset a couple of folks?
I was ranked number two coming in, and I had a pretty close mark to the girl in first, so it was really anyone's game.
No big surprise there. Personal best for you in the long jump, or how did you do?
It was a personal best of 19.8, I believe, at state.
What was the? It was a crazy weekend. I mean, rain, a bunch of snow. The longest, probably four, turning into almost five. It was a crazy length of time too, Thursday through Sunday. So when you went long jump to begin, what was the weather like? How did that affect you?
The weather was great on Thursday. It was sunny and warm out, and then everything changed after that.
All right. Triple jump, was that Friday then?
Triple jump was Saturday.
Saturday. Same with the, long jump and triple jump. Were they both the same day? How did that work out?
Triple jump was Saturday. Long jump was Thursday.
Long jump was Thursday. High jump is, I guess, did I go long jump first with you?
You did.
I'm sorry. God, I'm old.
We need to pay attention.
Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing here. When was the high jump?
High jump was Friday.
That was Friday. And that's the one you won last year as well, right?
Correct.
So were you the athlete to beat in the high jump? Were you number one coming in?
Yes, I was ranked number one all season.
All right, so you're doing it, man. You take care of the one you're supposed to win, and then the one you're second in, you win that as well. Bruce, you want to jump in?
Well, I'm just, every time I'm up at the high school talking track, Brooke's name obviously
of course
is the part of the big conversation, and it's just so impressive to see, Brooke, what you've accomplished and how hard you've worked. I mean, just amazing, and you're getting rewarded for it with a nice, scholarship to Iowa State, correct?
Correct.
All right, so you're going to go track and field? Is that your, that's what you're going to do, right?
Yes.
Wow, that is cool, going to a huge school like that. Triple jump, how'd that go for you? Coming in, where were you ranked?
I was fourth.
Fourth coming in. Boy, you surprised a couple of people then.
Yeah.
Nice. Was that the last one? Triple jump. Then you've got all this momentum going. That momentum from winning the long jump and the high jump, did that kind of catapult you into the triple jump, do you think?
It definitely did. It gave me a lot of adrenaline and going into that.
That's fantastic.
And Brooke, I know you probably do realize, but you accumulated enough points to be 10th of all the remaining schools.
By yourself.
Just by yourself. So that's kind of an accomplishment. Did you realize that at the time, or is it just you're in the moment, you're so focused on what you're doing?
I was so focused on what I was doing. I wasn't really thinking about anything else.
All right, Brooke, tell me, and you were 7th in the 100-meter hurdles. That brought you to the total.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, by the way. Yeah. Most people don't even get to go to the dang meet, and you're, 7th. Oh, throw that away. That's no good. No, that's awesome. 33 points, as Bruce said, that would put you 10th for all the teams. Your team ran 3rd for total points, Fort Collins did. Who do you go to, Brooke, for the edge? I mean, what trainer to you puts you over the top in track and field?
I definitely say our jumps coach this year has helped me a lot.
Throw his or her name out there?
Nick Wilkins.
Nick, okay, good stuff. Yeah, no doubt about it. So on to Iowa State, so it's going to be cool. There's no doubt. Is that Ames?
It is.
Yep. It is. So have you gone around Ames and looked around Ames yet, or what? How many trips to the school have you made?
I think I've done 3 trips out there.
Is that right? So you've got, because you got a most important thing out there is, and are you going to go dorms? What's that going to look like for you coming up?
Yep, I'm staying in a dorm.
Any idea who your roommate is, or you're just taking who they give you?
I have 3 roommates who are all doing the same events as me on the track team.
Is that right? Did you, before your first trip, did you know any of them, or did you kind of meet them along the way? Yeah.
I met them afterwards.
Right on.
Hey, Brooke, what attracted you to Iowa State?
What was that?
What attracted you to sign with Iowa State over other schools that were recruiting you?
Definitely the connection with the coaches that I made right away.
Man, that's a fantastic, no doubt about it. Hey, Brooke, congratulations on just knocking it out of the park and a great career at Fort Collins High School. So the high jump last year, 3 of them this year, 4 rings. Anything else, or are you going ending your career with 4 rings?
That's it.
Boom. That's it. That's all. Yeah, that's it, Clark.
That's all, folks. Just 4 state championships.
You absolutely killed it. 5A track and field athlete of the year. Congratulations. And go kill them at Iowa State, okay?
Thank you.
And there is Brooke Naughton, the 5A track and field female athlete of the year. What a run for her at the Fort Collins. What was it? 21 Fort Collins area athletes took home state championships this year in track and field. So really cool stuff. And she took home 3 of them, 33 individual points that she put on the team totals, which would have put her out of 62 teams, I think, in 5A, would have put her 10th just by herself in the team totals. Unbelievable run for Brooke Naughton. We'll come back in a moment. Todd Hernandez, Eden Reds baseball coach, back-to-back titles for him. We'll talk to the Reds coach when we come back to wrap up the program here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back. Final segment of the Preps Rewind here on a Saturday from NOCO. Well, the Reds did it again. Well, they do that in every sport. Don't they just win titles? It's what Title Town does. Back-to-back baseball championships for Todd Hernandez. 13 now for the team. Todd's got 2 of those. We caught up with the Eden Reds baseball coach here after the season to talk about Walker Martin as Player of the Year and this club. Here's Todd Hernandez. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing well, Clark. Thanks for having me.
You get my the phone call from me, and it says, "Oh, it's me." You're probably like, "Oh God, I've got to go on this this show again." But an embarrassment of riches for you, Todd. We're going to try to hook up with Walker Martin here in a sec, but he's busy in Alabama playing some baseball. But 3A Player of the Year, boy, how many of those guys have worn Reds pinstripes over the years? It's crazy. But talk about Walker a little bit. He's got another whole year. Hard for me to sit here and say, oh, God, it's going to be a boring year for the senior. He's got to come back and be the starting quarterback in a football team. Maybe he plays basketball. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he waits and comes to the baseball team. But what a first 3 years in the run for Walker Martin. He's got one more to come.
Oh, man, Walker has just been phenomenal. I think probably the biggest thing about Walker is he's an incredibly hard worker. So he's got a lot of natural gifts. But he doesn't sit back and rest on those laurels. He comes to practice every single day to work. Before games, he's got such a set routine, doing all the little things, whether it's the little drills that we work on. And he's very intentional with everything that he does, whether it's hitting off a tee, doing our fundamental work with ground balls, all of those other kind of things. He's phenomenal. So I think, he's obviously a tremendously talented individual, but he works really hard. We've got a great group of hard workers. And so between him and Ryder and Tate coming back as that core senior group, obviously the future looks good as well.
Yeah, he looks really good. Yeah. Don't trip over yourself there. It's just silly who's coming back and to think the three guys that I thought were up for player of the year for you guys, and I'm glad they all landed first team with Walker, Tate Smith, and Ryder True all getting their unbelievable seasons for them. Jaden Stone gets a second team all selection in there. We get a mention with Garrett Gerritsen as an honorable mention as a sophomore too. So, sometimes you just look at these programs, Todd, and you guys just you're flipping a switch every single year. But there's a lot of talent coming back next year, right?
We feel very blessed with that. The kids do a tremendous job of just buying into everything that we're doing and working hard and then waiting their turn. We have a lot of guys that, play roles on our varsity group, and you talked to several of them earlier this month, but a lot of guys that play roles and then just wait their turn and know that, hey, all right, we've got a couple guys that are really good ahead of us, and we're going to play our role, we're going to do our stuff, and then buy into the team concept. One individual who didn't get recognized as far as Chassa All-State but was a Colorado Dugout Club All-State member was Mitch Haythorne, and there's a guy that just goes out and pitches lights out all year and, didn't get a chance to throw over the final weekend of the season just because of the circumstances. And, if we needed him in certain spots, he was ready to go. But another guy that just played his part and played his role and, is coming back. So, yeah, we're very fortunate and very blessed that we have a good group of kids. And, again, like we said, they've bought into that team-first philosophy, and they understand that individual accolades are kind of a result of that team success. And every single one of those guys I know are on board with what we're asking them to do.
Boy, no doubt about it. And, you could throw Dirk Duncan in there and Benny Richter. I mean, it goes on and on. Gunnar Duncan's a sophomore, and look at the year he had behind the dish for you guys. So crazy, crazy good stuff there, no doubt about it. For you, and we talked about this before when we had you on last time, that no club team, no summer team for Eaton, everybody jumping out and doing showcase stuff. So you get to take a little break here. How weird is it going to be for you when it comes time for basketball next year and you're not on the floor?
It'll probably be a little bit different. But right now, to be honest with you, I'm kind of enjoying the summer.
Nice.
With my family. And right now I'm actually out in Kansas.
Sweet.
My wife said, hey, what do you think about going out to see my folks for a few days? And, before we'd have to worry about, team camps for basketball or games with baseball. We're like, hey, let's just go. So we kind of loaded everything up at the last minute and just drove out here. So I'd be able to be out in Northwest Kansas right now and spending some time out with my in-laws, who are just absolutely fabulous. And so that was nice. Last weekend, I drove up to Cody, Wyoming with my son, Grant. He had a regional shooting competition up there. He's a shotgun shooter.
Terrific. And,
so I'll get a fly out to Michigan with him for the USA Nationals later this July. So a lot of time to get do that those family things. So I'm really excited about that.
All right. So you're an outdoorsman, right?
I am not.
I'm wondering how Grant got into the mix. How did he get the shotgun in his hands? Yeah. And I didn't grow up near any of that stuff. So I'm always really inquisitive about guys who are, you know, into getting outdoors. But how did your son get there? I mean, that's interesting stuff.
Yeah, he, my nephew was a shooter, and he had come out to Colorado to do a shoot, and he shot for Fort Hays State, and actually they won some national titles with the Fort Hays State shooting team, and Grant got a chance to see him shoot. It was like, hey, you know, I kind of like that, and so we dove right in, and he's been fortunate to get some good coaching, and I can't mess him up at all because I don't know what the world he's doing, but
right.
I can go out to the range with him and pull, you know, and push the button on the targets, which is, he does some international skeet shooting, which is what they do in the Olympics, and it's really an interesting deal. So it's been a lot of fun to kind of learn and grow, and like I said, he's way better shot than I'll ever be, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Before I let you go, Todd, the one thing that overwhelms me about this group is talking to Walker and to Tate and to Ryder and the guys that are wearing the stripes right now, and they look and they say, Walker brought this up, he goes, I used to look at Matt Burkhardt and Ryan Kaler and the guy, you know, the guys that used to play in Reds pinstripes growing up, they wanted to be a Red. I think that has everything to do with the success of the program, is that you've got the 7, 8, 9-year-olds looking at these guys because they're great role models, they're great mentors, they're doing it the right way. They want to be Reds one day. You guys are doing it the right way.
Well, thank you. You know, that's something we try to impress upon the kids, and that's something that, you know, growing up in the program, I was brought up with. You know, you look at Mike Anderson, who was just hired as the new coach at UNC.
You bet.
He was my hero. He was my T-ball coach when I was playing, and you know, he came in and actually talked to the boys before the state tournament, and yeah, I had other players, you know, Scott Souther, who I coached when he was, you know, 13, 14 years old, that came back and was around practice right before the state tournament, and, you know, Dirk Duncan's uncle is Todd Stankus, who played here for a lot of years,
sure.
And you've got all those things, and the younger group actually came out and shagged foul balls and ran the concession stand for our regional tournament. And, you know, it's just awesome to see those young kids. And we tell that to our older guys all the time, that, you know, these young kids, they want to be you, just like you wanted to be, you know, Joe Mondragon or Matt Burkhardt or those guys. You wanted to be those guys. And so, you know, it's you play for the kids who are coming after you and for the guys that were here before you. And that's part of the specialness, I guess, of Eaton baseball.
Yeah, no doubt. You brought up Mike Anderson. I talked about him in the first segment today. Great hire by UNC. One of the best teachers in the game of baseball in Colorado, right?
Oh, exactly. You know, Mike is phenomenal. He, you know, he's worked actually in the offseason and during the season with a lot of our hitters, and a lot of hitters in Weld County.
Sure.
You know, that go and see him, and just a tremendous individual. I remember going to watch him play at UNC, and then when he went to, you know, the Angels organization, and great guy, but never has lost that hometown roots there in Eaton, and very humble. And I look forward to going back out to Jackson Field and watching UNC play, and I know he'll do great things.
Yeah, no doubt. Todd, congrats on the 3A Coach of the Year, and just on a great season. And go take some time off, man. Take a little break from sports and enjoy it, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Great. Thanks for having me, Clark. Appreciate it.
And there is Todd Hernandez, the Eaton Reds baseball coach, knocking it out of the park here on KFK. Dan, thank you to Todd for being so accessible throughout the season. We had him on a ton of times, but when you're winning state titles, it's what we do here. Thank you to all of you for listening in today from the Allen Communication Studios. It has been the Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts. We'll catch up with you next Saturday, folks. A reminder to tune in to Clark and the Coach weekdays at 11 here on KFKA. Have a great weekend. Hug your kids. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.